Hilder talked about what will likely happen in mediation over the disputed lease of the ski mountain held by Talisker above the base of the Park City Mountain Resort. He said the outcome will be a business decision for both sides.
In the lead Utah lawyers, Mr. London, Mr. Sullivan, they are just the best. And with them, they know their case. A case like this is almost certainly going to be a business decision. And what you do is you help the parties, you try to be creative, and you try to facilitate some move towards a business decision, and one hopes in this case a community decision.
He said the first negotiation happening at the moment likely involves the two sides picking a mediator.
I think they'd be looking for someone who understands that, that the lawyers understand their cases, and no one's going to be persuaded that the other side is just wrong. No one is going to be persuaded away from their view of what the court will do and what will happen on appeal. It will be somebody who has a creative approach to business decisions, somebody who is known to bring together parties who have sworn to never get along, and there are very many fine mediators out there who have that reputation. I look forward to seeing who they choose if they do it, but I think it will be a star among the mediators.
As in all mediations, the resorts are obligated to maintain confidentiality about what's occurred in their discussions.
There can be no discussion outside the mediation of what goes on within it. And most critically, any concessions made, any attempts made to settle, are not admissible in any way in court. And that's a very important thing because people never want to concede and then have it thrown in their face when they go back to court. So they can identify the mediator if they wish. They can talk about when it's happening. They cannot talk about anything that occurs within the mediation or any evidence produced there.
So would we ever hear what happened other than the results?
Probably not.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, this is Park City, maybe in a bar somewhere, but not normally.
Third District Court Judge Ryan Harris, presiding over the case, gave the two sides 60 days for a mediation. We asked Hilder if that's too short a time.
No, it's very reasonable. In fact, it's probably short, given what they need to do. But I think he's only asking them to come back and report, isn't he?
Well, no, they say a settlement by August 15th.
Settlement. Well, Okay. I didn't read that closely enough. But no, I think that's a reasonable time. And, of course, it makes sense in terms of the deadlines that everyone's dealing with in terms of the season.
Yeah, and certainly the parties could ask for more time, I guess, if it was a consensus, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Finally, we asked him his prognosis for an outcome.
This is a case where I think we have to understand it is about business, and both parties desperately want to serve our community, I think, and I think they'll be trying to do that, but each one feels they have strengths, and each one does have strengths, so it's a classic case for mediation. And it's got very able, I talked about the lawyers, but the leaders of these companies, they're very smart individuals.
Yeah, even given, though, the rulings against Park City Mountain Resort, you think they still have a case just because of what they own, huh?
Well, no, there's a difference between a case and what economically can happen. And I'm not rendering an opinion, but I think you've got to factor those two together. It's never over till it's over in a courtroom, and I think a sure thing is maybe 80%. But in terms of the litigation, I'd say Park City is starting on the disadvantaged end, but that doesn't mean they are in practical ways.
Former 3rd District Court Judge, now professional mediator, Robert Hilder. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.